You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, as we make our way through the week. Well, we've only got as far as Tuesday, but we've made it. It is Tuesday. It is the 15th of November. And a very good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm going to be with you from now, going right through till 10 o'clock, trying to make your mornings that a little bit easier. And starting us off, we're going to do as we do normally, take a look at some of the things that are relevant or events relevant to today's date, the 15th of November. We've got America Recycles Day today. We've got Day of the German-speaking Community of Belgium, and that is being celebrated by the German-speaking Community of Belgium. Day of the Imprisoned Writer. We've got Independence Day. This is unilaterally declared in 1988. This is in Palestine. King's Feast in Belgium. National Tree Planting Day today in Sri Lanka. Peace Day on the Ivory Coast. Republic Proclamation Day. That's our friends there in Brazil. And Shishigosan, which is being celebrated today. Whatever it is, that's in there in Japan. Come on in, world.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Okay.
Oh,
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That lady's name is just simply Lena, and she was singing about stardust and the sun coming and everything else like that. Before that, it was the Gap Band and Early in the Morning, which isn't quite as early as it used to be for me. Looking out the studio window, by the way, our studio window forecast right now for the weather. Beautiful clear skies out there this morning, so we could be in for a lucky day. Although, watching the BBC weather report yesterday, they're saying the same thing as they've been saying for weeks, with big showers and big rain in Costa Rica and Panama. We'll see, won't we? If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're about 9.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, 89.3 Cool FM.
I'm tired of staring at the sun. Can't stand the way to burn my eyes.
Tell you what, we've had quite a few songs already, haven't we, all about sunshine and everything else. That was a guy called Rooster and Staring at the Sun. Rooster, we've had one of those already. Have I still got it here on my my turntable? Let's see. Oh, there we go. That wasn't his recording. It was a new Staring at the Sun, anyway. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. What have we got lined up for you this morning? We're going to be linking up in the last hour of this morning's program with a guest coming in who's going to be performing here in Panama. He's going to be performing Fado. His name is Bubba S. Pinho, and we'll be chatting with him in the last hour. There's an event coming up put on by the Portuguese Embassy. Fado, they always put on great Fado events, and I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on this morning. Apart from that, you, me, the music, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, and of course with Yasmin, who was off an event yesterday, so we'll see how all that went. And let me see, what else? That's it, just you, me, and the music. Got some great music, in fact, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. And I'll tell you what, this one, you'll recognise this one. Soul Asylum, Runaway Train.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't. Promise myself I wouldn't leave. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself astray. Runaway train. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know what no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in your brain with a ticket for a runaway train.
laughing at the rain. A little out of touch, little insane.
Just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
There we go. The train fading off into the distance. There's Soul Asylum and Runaway Train. 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Right, I tell you what. When we opened up this morning's program, today I said was Shishigosan Day being celebrated in Japan. I thought, well, what is Shishigosan? It's a traditional Japanese rite of passage and a festival day for three and seven-year-old girls, five-year-old and sometimes three-year-old boys as well, held annually on the 15th of November to celebrate the growth and well-being of young children. As it is not a national holiday, it is just it's generally observed, though, on the nearest weekend. Would have been this last weekend, I guess. Some of the history is that Shishigosan is said to have originated in the Heian period amongst court nobles who would celebrate the passage of their children into middle childhood. But it is also suggested that the idea was originated from the Muromachi period due to high infant mortality. The ages 3, 5 and 7 are consistent with East Asian numerology, which holds that odd numbers are lucky. And the practice was set to the 15th of the month during the Kamakura period. So there we are. Now we know. Happy Shishigosan Day to all of our Japanese listeners today. Uptown Girl, the version from Westlife.
That's what I-
course, originally by Billy Joel. That's Westlife and Uptown Girl. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I'm sure that's something I should have been doing this morning. Shall I tell you what it was? I haven't done the shower song for this morning, have I? So there we go. Came to me and I thought, yeah, there's something I should have done. Because I had my shower earlier this morning. Still having cold showers, by the way, here. So, quick shower for you with Tavares. This is More Than a Feeling. That's it. More than a feeling out the shower you get. Come on. That's it. Sorry, a bit late this morning. 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got there in the end, didn't we? Tavares there. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Paul over there in the South London, United Kingdom. To Renee, who's over there in Athens in Greece. And Mary Lou, of course, who is here in Panama City. Mary Lou says cold showers are the best. No, they're not.
It's 4 a.m. I can't turn my head off, wishing these memories would fade and never do. Turns out people lie. They said just snap your fingers, as if it was really that easy for me to get over you. Just need time. Snapping 1, 2. Where are you? You're still in my eyes. Snapping 3, 4. Don't need you here anymore. You're out of my eyes. 'Cause I might I'm writing a song. So this is the last one. How many last songs are left? I'm losing count. Since June 22nd, my heart's been on fire. I've been spending my nights in the rain trying to put it out. So I'm snapping one, two. I might stop talking to people before I snap. Snapping one, two, where are you?
And this one is called, it's called Snap, and it comes from Rosalind. That's really quite fun, isn't it? And that's brought us down to the bottom of the hour, half past the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
And And we are 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news and business headlines for this morning. Disagreement emerged at a group of 20, the G20 summit, on Tuesday as the United States and its allies backed a resolution condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which Russia's foreign minister dismissed as unwarranted politicization. The summit on the Indonesian island of Bali is the first G20 leaders meeting since Russia sent its troops into Ukraine in February. Images on Tuesday appeared to show Russian troops had quit a town in southern Ukraine on the far bank of the Dnipro River. This is from Kherson. Well, the city they surrendered last week, suggesting one of the biggest retreats of the war may not have ended at the river's edge. Former President Donald Trump did not show up for a deposition testimony before the Congressional Committee investigating his supporters' attack on the U.S. Capitol last year, the panel said on Monday. In doing so, Trump defied a subpoena issued by the panel in October. Chair Benny Thompson, a Democrat, and co-chair Liz Cheney, a Republican, said in a joint statement. Crowds of people in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou crashed through COVID-19 barriers and marched down streets in chaotic scenes on Monday night, according to videos posted online in a show of public resentment over coronavirus curbs. As the global population reaches 8 billion, India, formerly a powerful driver of the number of people on the planet, is experiencing a marked slowdown. Falling fertility rates in the South Asian country have forced at least one state to consider reviewing policies that encourage families not to go beyond having two children. Thousands of smartphone applications in Apple and Google's online stores contain computer code developed by a technology company called PushWoosh that presents itself as based in the United States, but is actually Russian. Reuters has found. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, said it had been deceived into believing PushWoosh was based in the U.S. Capitol. After learning about its Russian roots from Reuters, it removed PushWoosh software from 7 public-facing apps, citing security concerns. Global stocks ticked higher and the dollar slipped on Tuesday as a fall in U.S. inflation and an improving outlook for China's economy continued to cheer investors. Equities and bonds rallied dramatically around the world last week after data showed that U.S. inflation slowed down by more than expected in October. The figures raised hopes that the Federal Reserve will let up on the aggressive interest rate hikes which have battered global markets this year. The sugar rush has faded since, but the mood has remained relatively bright, with the MSCI All World Stock Index edging 0.4% higher on Tuesday to 617.23. It stood at 582 before the release of the inflation data on Thursday. The dollar was down 0.27% against Japan's yen to 139.53, just above Thursday's three-month low. Meanwhile, the euro was up 0.64% against the greenback to a more than four-month high of $1.039. A coalition of countries will mobilize $20 billion of public and private finance to help Indonesia shut coal power plants and bring forward the sector's peak emissions date by 7 years to 2030, the United States, Japan, and partners said on Tuesday. Chinese refiners are slowing down Russian crude purchases in December and paying lower premiums in the face of imminent European Union sanctions and uncertainty surrounding the G7's plan to cap Russian oil prices, trading sources have said. Oil prices fell by more than a dollar a barrel on Tuesday as rising COVID-19 cases in China renewed fears of lower fuel consumption from the world's top crude importer. Brent crude futures fell $1.07, or 1.15% to $92.07 a barrel by 10:05 GMT. This was after settling 3% lower on Monday. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by $1.25, or 1.46%, to $84.62. This is after tumbling 3.5% in the previous session. And that's it. There's our look for this morning. There's some of the things in the international news and international business news today, this morning, Tuesday, the 15th of November. A couple of good mornings. Let's say a very good morning to Renee over there in Athens, in Greece. She says, good morning, officially in the house today. This was after 47 days in a hotel and living out of a suitcase. We're so ready. The dogs, this is their dogs here in Panama, two of them, made it onto their flight out of Panama last night. Things are moving along. Could you please play Sheryl Crow? A change would do you good. There we go, Sheryl Crow for Renee there in Athens in Greece, who's moved into her new house officially today, which is all rather nice. And you asked if we could play that. Sheryl Crow and A Change Would Do You Good. Again. I tell you what, good morning to Christopher, but they're all ganging up on me this morning. Mary Lou says, the cold shower is the best. And Christopher came in and says, your opinion is wrong, Jerry D. Cold showers are the best. I still disagree with that. Whenever I get out the shower in the morning, the good lady turns round to me and says,
"You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take."
We've got a great old debate going on here. There we go. This foreigner is cold as ice. And Christopher and Mary Lou are telling me the benefits. Well, Mary Lou's now telling me the benefits of having a cold shower. She says here, she says, yes, they are the best. They keep you younger. One of my old teachers used to say that was her secret to staying healthy. A cold shower every morning around 5 a.m. What if I have a cold shower and it gives me a heart attack? Have you ever thought of that? And I've got somebody on my side. I've got Renee here. She says, I agree with you. Cold showers are the worst. Do we want to get right?
Back down. the rock's out of the question.
There we go, Def Leppard and Let's Get Rocked. The shower discussion continues. Mary Lou says here, she says, when you live in a very hot place, cold showers are the best. Have you noticed how much chillier our weather is getting over here? Because I can tell you this much. The good lady and I now sleep with the window open in the bedroom, and it gets really quite chilly. And so it does definitely seem to be getting cooler. And even in the lounge, we don't have the air conditioning on ever, and it does get, it's cold. So, you know, it's all relevant, really, isn't it? But what I have been doing is, you know, if we have a day like today is at the moment with the sun shining, I work on the principle that if the sun is shining during the day, the water tanks on the roof of the building, they get quite warm. And so if I have my shower late at night before I go to bed, the water's not too bad. That seemed to work as well. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to do it now because we're getting up towards the top of the hour. I'm going to take a look at the weather in the 8 o'clock hour, probably around about 10 past. Well, after the news at any rate. We'll see what the weather's doing. But I can tell you it is a nice morning so far this morning here looking out over the Bay of Panama. Anyway, Mary Lou says good morning to everybody. Asked if I could play a track by Rainbow. Needless to say, it's got cold in the title. Stone Cold is what it's called. There we go. That's for Mary Lou this morning. To all of us, Rainbow and Stone Cold. Tim, I've got a little message up here. This is from Lucia. My sister-in-law says, hot showers are the best. Thank you very much for that, Lucy. Of course they are. This is the 1975. If you're too shy, let me know. Keep an eye on the time. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. 8 o'clock news at the top of the hour. That's it. Yes, the 1975. If you're too shy, let me know. And that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para 100 impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
I'm sorry.
sound, my life feels still. Trying to get up that creepy hill of hope for a destination.
That's who they were. And it was called, yes, The Blue Sky. And that's what we're going to talk about, because I said we would take a look at the weather for today that we didn't do a daily run. So let's start off, as we do, over in the province of Cologne. And we're going to take a look and see what's happening in Chirigui Riba. That's in near Penonome. Costa Arriba, 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 20 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity, that's there at 85%. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. Rain in the afternoon and a few showers again tonight. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, we're looking at 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23, the minimum. 34 degrees, the thermal sensation. See, I told you it gets chilly. And 80% is the relative humidity for today. Cloudy, they reckon, for this morning. This afternoon, chance for a few showers, and also a few showers tonight as well. Moving up the coast to the metropolitan area, which is where we're sitting right now, we're looking at 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature. 23 will be the minimum. 34, the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 80%. Now, they do say it's cloudy this morning, but I would, you know, we've had nothing but sunshine, really. A little bit of cloud, but mainly sunshine during the course of the morning so far. This afternoon, we're looking at it being, having a few showers during the course of the afternoon and tonight as well. Taking a trip out to the Perlis Islands, out in the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. Thermal sensation at 37%, a little bit higher, probably because of the humidity, which is right up there at 90%. A few showers during the course of the morning, rain in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight as well. So there we go. There's a look at the forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tide starting on the Pacific. We've got low tide. That was at 1:57 this morning, just before 2 o'clock, and it was a 1.4-metre low tide. High tide will be at 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. Well, we just missed that, haven't we? 7:55 to be precise. It was 3.99 metres, the high tide. Low tide again, that'll be at 2:19 this afternoon, 1.19 metres. And the last high tide, 8:34 tonight, and that'll be 3.9 meters. Now let's take a look at the Caribbean. Low tide was at 12:40 this morning, minus 0.06 per meter. High tide, that's going to be at 8:06, and that will be 0.15 of a meter. Low tide again, 10:14 this morning. It's all happening this morning, isn't it? 0.15 of a meter, and then nothing until 5:10 tonight. That's the last high tide. That'll be at 0.34 of a meter. So there we go. There are your tides for today. Now, we do have the sea conditions for today. They didn't give them to us yesterday. Let's start off on the Caribbean. We're looking at 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southwest, and waves, they're going to be at 2 feet. Now, during the afternoon, good conditions are still continuing. 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southwest with 2-foot waves. Not much of a change there at all. On the Pacific, we are looking at good conditions for this morning. 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds, no change in the wind speed to the Caribbean. But on the Pacific, the direction will be north-northwest. That wind will be coming from the north-northwest. Waves a little bit better as well, just 1 foot the waves for this morning over on the Pacific. Let's take a look at the afternoon. We're looking at the same wind speed, 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds, changing the direction slightly to the northwest. Waves, well, they're going to remain at 1 foot. So there we go. That's your look for this morning. Some of the weather. So if you're thinking going out, it doesn't seem too bad today. And we are sort of what we see weather. Hey, I tell you what. It's the 15th of November. Our summer starts in a month's time, doesn't it? 15th of December, normally. Keep an eye out for that. This is The Clash and London Calling.
The sun's zooming in, engine's stopping it. true. Thundering, calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? I never felt so much alike. I'm gonna love you a little bit more. Come on over here and lay by my side. I've got to be touching you. Let me rub your tired shoulders the way I used to do. Look into my eyes. Give me that smile, the one that always turns me on. And let me take your hair down, 'cause we're staying up to greet the sun. And when your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor,
last one was Dr. Hook and a little bit more. And before that one, it was The Clash and London Calling. And I tell you what, just keeping an eye on the time right now, it is exactly, well, almost, we're about 20 seconds past 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock or half past 8, making our way up to 9 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to be linking up in the last hour with Buba Espino, and he is a part of singing, and there's going to be a concert. It is tomorrow night, 16th of November at 8 o'clock, and this is going to be at the Teatro Ananita Villas, and we're going to be giving a couple of tickets away between now and the top of the hour to go and see that. We'll be talking with Buba a little bit later on. Right, now, let me see. I tell you what, it is about time that we found out what our intrepid outdoor reporter was doing. Ingrid, let's see if we can find her, shall we? It's not difficult. Oh, yes, I've got to go. I've got to do this. There we go. Here she is.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Jazz, how you doing? Tuesday. We all go to Tuesday. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful sunrise. Wow. The sky isn't clear. There are clouds and they're fluffy up there. But it sure is nicer than it was rainy. Much better than rain. I'm liking it a lot. Yes, today, okay, is a good day. I've got some client work to do. Finally got that silly washing machine delivered, but they forgot the mangueras. Yep, so you can't install it without the mangueras. So the mangueras came at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. that my guy can't come until tomorrow now. So another day of dirty clothes piling up, piling up. I'll be glad to be washing me some clothes. Haven't done that in a while. I'll be very excited. So outside, there's still a big pool of water over there in that football field and lots of car tracks. Now, why would you drive a car through a football field? You know, I just don't get that. You know, it's enough that if they're going to drive on the football field, why don't they at least follow the lines? There are lines on the highway, there are lines on the football field. So I didn't understand that part. Lots of good traffic. That's not too bad yet this morning. Kind of nice, actually. Well, today is a new client day. Fix a computer day. Go see another client day. Busy, busy, busy in the city. And wait for the cook's going to be coming into town later on this afternoon. We're going to get things organized here, and then we go pick up on Thursday. The lawyer is coming into town. Wow, it's like the old crew is getting back together again. I'm so happy. Ooh, I'm so happy. And I don't think I'm going to get to see the Salchicha dogs. Not yet. Not until they come out to El Valle, and I'll see them there. My car's in the shop. Geez, you know, if it rains, it pours. In Panama City, we know that's true. So, yeah, my car's in the shop as well. So I'm hoping I get some good news about that, not bad news. I don't need any more money problems. I got to make me some more money. Yes, indeed. Well, everything's looking good. I'm off to my client stuff. Got, move. Got to move those feet. Got to get going. But look at that beautiful sky. Wow. All those buildings just lit up. Just gorgeous. All right. It's all good for now. So back to you in the studio.
Say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
Stones and Ruby Tuesday. Big thanks to Ingrid. And tell you what, I'm going to take one more piece of music and we're going to be chatting with Yasmin. Yasmin went off to the cities CITES. That's the event. They're calling it COP. I think I've got it here on my computer, actually. Here we go. Yeah, the 19th meeting of the Conference of the Parties, COP. COP 19. It's in Panama. It started yesterday, and it's going to be going right through until the end of the week. So we'll have a little bit of info for you on that as well. One thing, I guess, which has been quite topical these days, it's this one, comes from Mr. Sam Fender. It's about hypersonic missiles.
Dutch kids hop balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch the movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids and guards are all bombed and I'm just out of it. The tensions of the world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all desire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions, don't you?
Sam Fender there and hypersonic missiles. In actual fact, I was watching last night some of the G20, and apparently everybody's condemning, including China has agreed apparently that to stop, telling Russia to stop this rhetoric about using nuclear weapons. Stop, they said, desist, even China. Right, let's have a word with our Yasmin and see how you... Good morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning.
And I'm fine. You know, I'm having trouble with your mic.
I know.
Because is it... When you talk, it's mm-hmm. Does it sound funny?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of on and off, isn't it? I'm gonna
exactly.
Oh, there you go. Look, see? I tell you what, we're gonna do a quick bit, but we'll come back, so I'm going to try and find something different. Not working. I get annoyed when it's not working. We'll put you on the other mic, I think.
Okay.
All right. Then you can have a little walk. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to play another piece of music while Yasmin is moving over to the other microphone. I'm going to just chat about anything, really, which is nothing new.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it better here?
Yes, it is. Okay. You speak very low. I think that's the thing as well. You speak... you don't have to stand up. That doesn't make it any harder. Higher. There you go. That's better. We're gonna have to put you there until I can sort of sort the problem out.
Okay. You see, it's not the microphone. I thought
it's... No, it's you.
No. Something else.
So, listen, you went off yesterday to this COP, was it COP19 they're calling it? Mm-hmm. Now, it's all to do with endangered species, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, exactly. That was the 19th meeting of the Conference of the Parties to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora.
Oh, that's the title. They could abbreviate it to NMOTC Epidemic. Oh, no, that's COP, isn't it? It's much too long.
Well, it is CITE.
Oh, that's what they've done. CITE, yes. Uh-huh. There we go. So, now, listen to me, because you went there. You had a little bit of an event when you got there. Well, they didn't want to let you in or something, or the press.
Yeah, that was the press conference, and we were at the press conference. But then we, of course, we wanted to go to the main conference, you know,
right,
where
right.
everybody
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe it was a misunderstanding there. It was kind of hard to get in, but finally we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. I was amazed of all the people. There were like more than, I guess, 1,000 people.
Really?
In one room.
Wow.
From different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really amazing. And... You know, some of them were wearing their
traditional
costumes.
Dress.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. It was beautiful and different languages. And, you know, that's a huge event.
I mean, it is because of all the different languages. So mm-hmm. they've got to have all the
yes.
translation services
mm-hmm.
available.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I mean, that is huge, isn't it?
Yeah. I was really surprised, yeah. But, of course, you know, as it's a huge event, a lot of things happen. But... Yeah, yesterday was the second day, so maybe they will improve.
Oh, yesterday was the second day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do on Sunday? Uh-oh.
That wasn't me.
Oh, that's all we needed. Okay, so... so, listen, so... We've got a dentist next
mm-hmm.
door, that's where it is. So anyway, they're drilling a hole in the wall. But that's going to be great when we have an interview, isn't
oh,
it?
Gosh.
Anyway, so no, because we got Andre, he was asking about, I guess, whether he could go, what day would be best to go. But of course, the best thing to do, Andre, I think, is to go and have a look at the website.
Exactly.
They've got it there in English or Spanish. It's CITES.org. If you go there, I think that's the best thing. You can see what is on, and there's a registration it's a part of the site as well. So, mm-hmm. How did you manage to get into the main conference?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was just the beginning. They had a presentation of typical dancing and
uh-huh.
things like that, and that was all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the actual sort of... Because you said there's a lot of different sort of side conferences,
exactly.
I guess. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah?
And different rooms.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you are really interested.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you should go to the website and see all the schedule of all the conferences
uh-huh.
that have all these days. Because this is until the 25th of November at Amador Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the main topic for Panama... They are proposing major new protections for sharks, which
right.
helps mm-hmm. ensure that trade is sustainable and legal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new research has shown that 37% of shark species are now threatened with extinction. the second highest threatened percentage among vertebrate groups on the planet.
Yeah.
So that's very important.
Remember, we did have a specialist, didn't we, chat to us about the sharks and saying how sort of misrepresented they are. So, yeah.
So, yeah, they are fighting for that. And, of course, every country have a different species to help, you know. Also trees, not just animals.
Sure,
not just wildlife,
sure.
Also trees, plants, and things like that. And, yeah, I had the opportunity to listen to one of the conversations next to me. There was a woman from Costa Rica, and they said they were fighting for the, you know, their little crystal frogs. They are so cute.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So they are fighting to help them. So every country has a different interest.
Sure, know? Sure.
And different animals. Very admiring.
Excellent. Well, let's hope they get some results.
Yeah, it's not all lost, you know. In this world, sometimes we think, like, everything is lost. We are scared, but no, there's a lot of people fighting to do good things.
Sure. And you saw Juan Carlos? Juan Carlos was there?
Well, yeah, he was there.
He's very sort of active in that kind of thing. Right? Perhaps we'll give him, perhaps he can come in next week and have a chat with us and tell us what he thought about it. All right, we'll see if we can do that. Okay, so what you got for today? What are you going to be doing?
Today is the premiere of the movie Menu.
Oh, right. Okay, are
it's
you on it?
It's kind of a mystery. No.
Oh.
It's kind of a mystery or drama, I don't know yet, but I saw the trailer and it looks very interesting.
Oh, okay. Gosh, you have a hard life.
Yes, I'm going today. And also, in at night, don't forget, I guess it's at 6 p.m. or 5:30, at Alianza Francesa. It's a new exhibition. Today is the opening. It's a new photographer here in Panama, and it's going to be so open to everyone. It's free, the entrance, so everybody can go.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, well, you've got another busy day. Me, I'm going to have a nap. And as soon as I finish the program this morning, I'm going to go wandering off, take my car over to our friends at Valley Motors.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because Mr. Sabonge, I'm going to have my suspension checked because it seems to be screwed up.
Oh, God.
Because we keep hitting holes in the road.
Oh, yes.
Are you going to pay my bill?
Mm-hmm.
The roads are unfit for purpose.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I mean, I've got a big 4x4, which is supposed to be able to handle all this stuff, but when you whack it in, especially, I mean, I'm sure people, when it's raining, you can't see the holes.
Exactly.
Because they're full of water.
Exactly.
And apart from anything else, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's my little rant for this morning. Okay, yes, well, enjoy yourself today.
Thank you very much.
So will I, I think. It's George Michael. One of my favourites of his cover of Miss Sarajevo.
She comes.
Go. That is Mr. George Michael and Miss Sarajevo. I do like that version. Right, I tell you what I'm going to do, because we're going to be talking to our guest, all being well, because if we've got drilling, we may not be able to. That's Rebuva Espinho. He is going to be performing at the Teatro Analita VLS. It is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and he is a Fado singer. It's a festival of Fado. Fado Festival Panama, all being put on by the Embassy of Portugal, which is always great. They do great things with their Fado. No, I'm going to ask you a question, and the first person that gives it, we're going to do it differently. Let me just see. Yeah, speak to me on there for a minute. Can you say something? Oh no. Okay, it's not that. We'll come back to that. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away how many tickets? Two? Huh? Two. Two fingers. We've got two tickets to give away for that tomorrow night at the Teatro Anita VLS, Fado with Buba Espino. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a question, and instead of doing the way that we normally do it, which is on WhatsApp, we can do it, but they can give you a call, can't they? The first person to give Yasmin a call on 223-5162 and answers this question. Now, make a note of that number, 223-5162. So the first person to call Yasmin on that number with the correct answer to this question. It says Fado. Pronunciation is Fado. Destiny, fate, is what it means. It's a music genre that can be traced to the 1820s. In which city? That's the question. Give the answer to Yasmin. 223-5162. We're not taking it on WhatsApp. Do not WhatsApp me. The first person to call Yasmin, 223-5162. Okay, Fado. It means destiny, fate. It's a music genre that can be traced to the 1820s in which city? All right? After this, we're going to have the news. There we go. That's Charles and Eddie. Would I lie to you? Of course not. Now, remember, the Festival of Fado is tomorrow with Buba Espino. And that's Wednesday, 16th of November, 8 o'clock in the evening, Teatro Anita VLS. Okay, and all you've got to do is give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, 223-5162, and give her the answer to this, Fado, which means Destiny and Fate, is a musical genre that can be traced to the 1820s. In which city is what I want to know. All right, time on The Breakfast Show. It's well, it's about time to check out the local news. If you missed it at 8, well, we got it for you again right now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Paso a paso, línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Everything. And when I'm far away, oh so far away, I send you all my love, Josephine. Yeah.
There you go, that's the symphonic version there of Chris Rea and Josephine. And I tell you what, it won't be long before I'm playing that one. Because Josephine, in actual fact, is like a sort of all-year-round version of Driving Home for Christmas. That version, the symphonic version, is a little bit slower. But no, that's how I start off my Christmas music. I have a little sort of mix between Josephine and Driving Home for Christmas, and that's it. After that, I start playing some of the Christmas music. So that probably won't be until, I don't know, what is the right time? I normally do it sort of after Mother's Day, or should we do it a little bit earlier than that? I don't know. We'll talk about it nearer the time, because we're only the 15th of November right now. Time on the Breakfast Show is 15 minutes. That's after the hour, 9 o'clock. Take a deep breath. Simply Red. This is called Tonight.
Tonight, I'm gonna love you like I never have loved you before. Because tonight, I'm gonna ask you the question that keeps this whole world spinning and spinning around. Will you marry me, baby? 'Cause I just love you. Marry me now, and our dreams will come true. Because tonight, driving home to you, darling, hoping you're already home. It feels so right to ask you the question that'll keep this old world spinning and spinning. I need to marry you, baby, 'cause I just love you. Marry me now, and my dreams will come true. Because tonight, my heart is spinning and spinning around. And I'm hoping you, baby,
go. Simply Red and Tonight. Right, don't forget, in around about 5 or 10 minutes' time, we're linking up with my guest for this morning, Bubba Espino. And by the way, Mary Lou got those two tickets. She gave Yasmin a call. The question I asked was Fado, which means destiny, fate, by the way, is a music genre that can be traced to the 1820s. And I said, in which city? Of course, it was Lisbon or Lisboa. in Portugal. A good friend of mine, Alan Jopling, over there in the UK, good buddy of mine, because we joined the Air Force together many years ago, and he sort of crossed a little note. He sent me a little joke here this morning. I thought I might sort of share it with you. A woman goes into the local newspaper office to see that the obituary for her recently deceased husband is written. Well, the obituary editor informs her that the fee for the obituary is 50 cents a word. She pauses, reflects, and then says, "Well then, let it read, Billy Bob died." Well, somewhat amused at the woman's thrift, the editor does say, "Sorry, madam, but there is a 7-word minimum on all obituaries." Only a little flustered, she thinks things over and in a few seconds says, "Well, in that case, let it read, Billy Bob died. 1983 truck for sale." I thought it was quite funny. But then again, I'm easily amused. Big thanks to Alan for that one. This is Timmy Thomas and Why Can't We Live Together? It should be a sort of worldwide motto, really, shouldn't it? there we go. Yes, Timmy Thomas and Why Can't We Live Together. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are coming down for 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock on 89.3. That is Cool FM. And I tell you what, I thought what I would do is, because we're going to be linking up pretty soon with our guest, this is Buba Esfino, and I thought, well, let's take a listen to some of his music, shall we? This is a really beautiful track, and what a great voice he has as well.
Roubei-te beijo, não querias dar. Estou muito triste, mas por ti não vou chorar. Não vou chorar, não vou sofrer. Estou muito triste, mas por ti não vou morrer. Estou de abalada, vou para as terras de Espanha. Tu não me queres, aqui mais ninguém me apanha. Ninguém me apanha, já cá não está quem sofria. Meu lindo amor, tu hás de chorar um dia. Tristes lamúrias do roxinol enchem minha alma de nascer ao pôr do sol. Ao pôr do sol, à luz da lua, não há no mundo cara mais linda que a tua. Estou de abalada, vou para as terras de Espanha. Tu não me queres, aqui mais ninguém me apanha. Ninguém me apanha, já que não está quem sofria. Meu lindo amor, tu hás de chorar um dia. Roubei-te beijo, foi por paixão. Vê lá, não digas a ninguém que eu sou ladrão. Que eu sou ladrão, apaixonado. Meu lindo amor, quero viver a teu lado. Sou de abalada, vou para as terras de Espanha. Tu não me queres, aqui mais ninguém me apanha. Ninguém me apanha, já cá não está quem sofria. Meu lindo amor, tu hás de chorar.
Tontura, um louco também acende. loucura, mulher. Dá-me apenas um olhar que me faça endoidecer. Dá-me um olhar mesmo triste, pois só nesta condição dou-te a loucura que existe dentro do meu coração. Tinha um coração no meio. Quando ao nosso amor faltaste, eu fui mal em ti rasqueio.
Isn't that great? Yes, indeedy. And that's a couple of tracks that we played from our guest this morning. And I believe, all being well, I've got him on the line. So, Bubba Espinho, good morning to you.
Hi. I'm fine. And you?
I'm absolutely brilliant. We were just listening to a couple of tracks of your music. That last one, O Futuro Tempado, and the one before that was, excuse my pronunciation, Rube Te Beijo. Is that correct?
Roberto Um Beijo, yes.
Yes, you guys have a wonderful way of saying things. I was interested. I was listening to, looking at some of your notes this morning, Bubba, and you sort of started very early. This was just thanks to your father, who's also a musician. Was he a fado singer as well?
Yes.
Hello?
Excuse me, are you listening to me?
Yes, I've got you. So your father was a fado singer as well. So this was sort of inbred to you, I guess, in very early in your life.
Yeah, my father is a singer. My grandmother, it was a great musician too, and his father, it was a musician too. So we have a lot of music in our blood.
So tell me, Bubba, because I had the privilege, my mother, myself, and a friend of mine, we went on vacation to Lisbon. It's a number of years ago now, but we went up on the funicular railway up to the top, and we spent an amazing evening listening to fado. And it's always something which has sort of stuck. I mean, it's you know, it's when you experience it, it never goes away.
Excuse me, my internet, it's not so cool here. Sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, no, I was just saying that, you know, when I went to Lisbon with my mother and a friend of mine a number of years ago, and we went for a fado evening, and it was absolutely superb, and it's one of these experiences that sort of never goes away. But is it because I must admit, up until now, mainly the fado singers I'd heard were women. Is it unusual for a man to sing fado?
I don't think so. I think fado is for all of the Portuguese people and people around. I think the fado, it's a music for all the people, and obviously we have a great root in Lisbon, the women, they sing more than men. We are
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think it's for all, and I don't think it's not unusual. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends who sings and sings very well. So I think it's for all the people.
Well, how did it originate? I mean, I was looking this morning, and it says it can basically be traced back to sort of the 1820s in Lisbon. But how did it? How do you feel that it actually came about? Because it's very sort of a reflective music, isn't it? It's a sort of destiny and fate. And so, do you know how that sort of would have originated in the first place?
Yeah, I think it's a very very sentimental song. I think it's a music from the heart, the bottom of her heart. And the Portuguese people, we can talk and think very deep about our
feelings,
our sadness, our heartbreaks. So and we accept it. We accept it. So we can sing with how can I say that? It's a very deep thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think yes, it's very explicit, and I love sing fado. So because I liberate my feels singing. So yeah, I can feel better singing fado. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
sorry, my English. I'm not a good English.
It's
speaker, so.
Don't worry, you're great. No problems there. You should hear my Spanish.
If I don't know the word in English, I will try in Spanish. Okay.
No, absolutely no problem. I tell you, don't even ask me to try Portuguese. I tried it with the title.
yeah.
I guess it's your first time in Panama, right?
Yeah, it's my first time in South America.
Really?
In Central America. I never been here. So I'm feeling a very enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we arrived to tonight in Ciudad México to saw the Marisa concert,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to Panama in 10 hours, 15 hours.
Oh, right.
Let's go to make a great concert with a lot of songs I love, and my concert it's about my life and my history. So.
Mm-hmm.
To sing to other people, other countries, it's awesome. Can bring my history and my history to Panama and to America. It's awesome, really awesome.
I tell you, we look forward to it because we've had a few fado artists come to Panama. The Portuguese embassy are always really good, and they put on these amazing concerts. So you're going to have a very enthusiastic audience. I can tell you that much.
so good.
So you're in Mexico at the moment?
Yeah, we are in Mexico, yes.
Oh, in Mexico City, in DF.
Yes, yes. Marisa is going to do a concert tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to see his concert. We are with crew of Marisa.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we came from Portugal together. So I love his music, and tonight we are going to listen his music, and
mm-hmm.
tomorrow we are going to Panama, yeah.
And we're going to hear your beautiful music. I mean, is there a particular sort of training for singing fado, any particular voice training that you need to do?
No. I think we have to be good with the spirit
mm-hmm.
inside. I think... if I'm not in a good day, I'm not going to do great things. So I think to sing fado, we have to have the soul llena de cosas para dizer.
Mm-hmm.
Dizer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have any training. I don't do any training to listen fado, to sing fado. But I think it's essential listen the old singers,
mm-hmm.
Amália Rodrigues, Fernando Maurício,
mm-hmm.
Beatriz da Conceição. They are my references in old fado. So to practice, I listen and I saw this in Portuguese TV, and I love him. And it's a great inspiration. Mm-hmm. In a difficult time in Portugal, so different, like that moment in Portugal. We are in a good moment of our country. So they in the past they had a lot of feelings different of the feelings of now. Mm-hmm. To the singers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned there's sort of no specific training, but I would imagine because you were in a musical family, that in a way, I guess that's how you learnt all about it. It's a little bit like, you know, my father was into cars, and so I learnt to play around with cars and dismantle cars and put them back together again. And I guess, you know, because it's in the family, this is, you know, it was, you were born into it, really.
Yeah. It's exactly what you say.
Mm.
I born in the music, so I don't have. But it's not like if you're born in music, you are musician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a great help to make decisions. I speak with my father.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to have. I mean, obviously, you've got to have the voice, and you've got to be. You know, when. You've got to be able to sing. And I mean, because that reminds me of when, when I was a young boy and I actually sang one of the leads in Faust for the school. And then my voice broke and I've never looked back because I can't sing a note. So.
Sorry?
I was just saying, you know, you've got to have the voice, you've got to have a good voice to be able to sing Fado. And I was saying that when I was a little kid, I used to have a very good voice and used to sing in the sort of productions, and I did something from Faust. But then my voice broke, which happens to us as we grow older. And after that, I've never been able to sing a note. So, you've been very, very, very lucky because you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah. And my father, obviously, they speak with me a lot of times, and
mm-hmm.
and he gave me a lot of conversation in English conceitos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's my es más fácil porque mm-hmm. porque tienes una persona que siempre hizo música de su vida. So por eso tenerlo junto de mí es muy bueno, y poder tener siempre sus palabras, sus
mm-hmm.
sus consejos es muy importante.
Mm-hmm.
Yo pienso que es mejor para mí, para ti, que yo hable en español.
We're going to get Gasman to translate it. We're all right. But so now we're just going to remind everybody that you're going to be performing tomorrow night here in Casco. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 16th, starts at 8 o'clock at the Teatro Anita Villalas. And I tell you what, you'll enjoy that theatre because it's quite an intimate theatre. It's very, very nice. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, can you repeat the question? Sorry.
No, it was a question. I'm just telling everybody that, you know, you're going to be performing tomorrow night at the Teatro Anita Villalas. And that's Buba Espino. And so it starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And we had a winner earlier on for two tickets that'll be there. That's Mary Lou. And look, we're going to look forward very much to seeing you and hearing you. Buba, so it's going to be a wonderful evening, and everybody's going to enjoy it. And I'd like to thank you so much for spending so much time. It's a shame the internet connection has been a little bit dodgy this morning, but well, you're in Mexico.
Yeah, thank you so much to invite me. I invite all the people of Panama to come with to Anita Villalas Teatro.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise it will be a great, great concert, and I will put the people singing and hearing my music. Yeah.
And we'll look forward to it. And Buba, thank you so much for taking the time. And enjoy yourself there in Mexico, and we'll see you in Panama tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All the very best. So there you are, but go along. That's you can, by the way, it says here, let me just tell you, you can get tickets on tusticketes.com. Okay, so if you'd like to go along to that, and that's tusticketes.com, and that's to go and see Burba Espinho tomorrow at Teatro Anita VLS. And a big thanks to the Portuguese Embassy for putting that on for us as well. Right, no more sad songs on The Breakfast Show. That's what Little Mick says. We started off with Little Mix and No More Sad Songs, and that's the last one, that's Sonic, and it feels so good. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're about three and a half minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock, time to squeeze a beautiful track in from Shirley Bassey. This is What We Did for Love.
Kiss today, goodbye. The sweetness, sorrow. We did what we had to do, and I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes, as if we always knew, but I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for. Today, goodbye, and point toward tomorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. Won't forget, can't regret what I did.
Beautiful voice of Dame Shirley Bassey and What We Did for Love. Breakfast Show time. Well, time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day, which is all rather nice. It's been great being with you on this Tuesday morning. And let's say our big thanks this morning to our guest there in the last hour, Bubba Espino. And don't forget to pop along, see him tomorrow night. He's going to be performing at the Teatro Anita Villas. All right, so that's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. and you can get tickets at tusticketis.com. And don't forget to hang around. You're listening to 89.3 Cool FM, and a little bit, a few minutes time, you'll be listening to Two Chat SOSE with Gigi. So do stick around for that. Great programming here on Cool FM right through the day. Thanks also, of course, go to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in United Kingdom. And also a big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for giving us our update for today. So she's put her car into the workshop, and that's what we're going to do with mine in a minute, put mine into the workshop over there in Clayton Valley Motors. Right, and also big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada. They get us up and running in the morning. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you same time at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And just remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please, please, please do it carefully. Why? Because I want to be talking to you tomorrow morning, not talking about you. From me, Jerry Lee. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.